Okay, politics in Wales is it's a rotten place. Okay, and if you look at the difference between England and Wales, in England politicians party, they get fined. In Wales, our politicians were partying, no fines. They said they've done nothing wrong. Welcome back, guys. The broadcast was cut just then. Lobbying rules in England: an MP breaks the rules, he resigns. In Wales, there are no rules on lobbyists. For those of you who don't know what a lobbyist is, if you want to change a government policy, if you want money off the Welsh government, you go to a lobbying firm, you pay them money, they will make your case to a decision maker. Okay? That's what lobbyists do. Those of us who speak out about things which are very wrong in Welsh politics, they try to crush us. Okay? There was a report out about me in March, which the BBC ran with, and complete and utter nonsense. The report was ready in September, okay? It was ready in September, and you see the abuse of power whereby the report was held back until March, just before the election. Propel was set up to take on the establishment, to rattle some cages, as an elector on the doorstep said to me today. We're anti-corruption. We want to change the status quo. And the result of that is people like me get targeted. There are two council candidates, one in Plaid, one in Labour, about whom I've made complaints to the police. I'm not even going to name them. One of them is the Radda candidate for Plaid, who photographed the child protection file and kept the images on his phone. The other is a Labour Canton candidate who, I mean, people send me through messages, and it's quite despicable sometimes just to see the lies they write. So refer those matters to the police. Things have been stepped up recently with my windows being shot out. And I made a post this morning because the last couple of days I've been tied up with the police again and with Action for Fraud. So that'll give you a clue with what is happening. And I'd like to thank the IT specialists who've helped me out and who have improved my security and made me aware actually about how vulnerable you can be online. And essentially, my personal computer has been hacked into. And the only thing which has been messed with is the election data. Okay? So those of you who live in Fairwater, somebody has gone into my personal computer. They've looked at the electoral register, which is, it's a public document anyway. And they've looked at what people vote. And then they then corrupted that data. So it's useless to us. So for example, in Fairwater now, according to our spreadsheet, nearly everybody votes Propel. It was that blatant. Over a period, they were clearly taking time, and I was wondering if we were making mistakes with the data input in. And it seems now that somebody was pretty clever, and they were playing a game, I would say, in altering data, deleting data, and ultimately now driving a coach and horses through the data. A lot of it was backed up, so we'll deal with it. But I'm actually surprised that they would go to that level. It's criminal. I hope they've left the footprint. I really do. Because that is being looked at. If they know what they're doing, they can get away with it without using a footprint. I'm going to do another video at some point on data security now, and how all of us out there can improve our home security. Because I'm in a sickening situation where I have my laptop on and I've been having conversations with my wife, as we all do, and the vermin who, I do say the word vermin, who broke into my computer may well have been listening to our family conversations, listening to me talking to my little one, listening to me talking to my wife, listening to my wife talking to me, and it's absolutely sickening. Absolutely sickening. I think those people think that by doing things like that and by targeting my windows, that it actually deters us. It doesn't. It makes us more determined. Propel has 49 candidates. First ever election. We can go in 12 months. We've got 49 candidates across Wales. We are going to win seats. Okay? And I'll tell you what you've done to me today and the day before, when we discovered what had gone on. I'm out all day. Okay? After I dealt with the police. Tomorrow, out all day. Working and working and working to make sure Propel wins seats. And that's what we're going to do. I think everyone has a right out there to know what has gone on with your data, with the electoral register on my computer. And what I want to do now is, you know, I've said that. Historically, I've had my house broken into, I've had my office broken into. Okay, fine. Let's get back to what is really important here. And that is the politics of this. There's a reason why they're doing this. There's a reason why my family has been targeted in such a way. And do you know what? I'm glad. Keep on coming. I'll tell you what, whatever. It doesn't really matter. Because what we have in Propel are a list of policies that we want to see implemented right across Wales. And we're just starting off. The journey is just starting. Any Propel supported council will have an immediate root and branch restructure of council management, because we know we can save millions of pounds for the public by cutting salaries at the top end. We will not increase council tax in real terms. We don't need to. We can save money in other areas. We want to generate money for local councils. So for example, instead of paying private companies to run contact centres, let's get local government doing that, generating income. Private-public partnerships. Let's have a distillery in every local authority, making money, reducing council tax going forward. A private-public partnership on the gas, hundreds of billions of pounds now with the price increases of gas in Wales. Set up a public company with the private sector as well involved. Let's bring down bills, let's create jobs, and let's cut our carbon footprint. Hundreds of billions of pounds worth of gas, methane in the old mines. We don't have to frack it, let's get it out. If that methane leaks into the atmosphere, it's very toxic in terms of CO2, okay? If it's burned, it's very clean. It's the cleanest form of fossil fuel. What the Welsh Government does, what Plaid Cymru wanted or supports, is importing gas from Qatar, formerly from Russia, from Norway, from the United States. Every boat bringing gas into Wales costs a quarter of a million tonnes of CO2. Let's put our people back to work, let's generate an industry, let's cut our bills, and let's finance fully sustainable energy in the future. That's really important. We want to build council houses. We want to give young people the opportunity to get on the housing ladder. We want to set up arm's length companies, private companies owned by the council, to allow first-time buyers to buy their houses through the council and rent at an affordable rate as well. We want to address the cladding scandal. And those companies out there that should have put work right, who haven't done it, then very simply, what we're saying is, you should not do business in Wales. We want a housing first policy as well, to house homeless people instead of charities getting the money, millions or tens of millions of pounds a year. Let's have small scale supported housing to end homelessness. The charities out there, chief executives on 90 grand, 100,000 pounds a year, it's not in their interest to end the housing crisis. They wouldn't have a job then. So what we need to do is feed things through local government to change. The key point is to change, and we can do it. We want to implement the code of guidance that already exists, but isn't really listened to give veterans priority in housing. And we want to look after minority time parents as well. So if you only have your children on the weekend, then in the public sector, you only qualify for a one bedroom flat. So you've got three kids, you've got nowhere to put them. Then they won't. It's a way of severing the relationship between parents and children. So what we're saying is, if you have children, then you will qualify for more bedrooms without penalties with bedroom tax. Children's and adult services, we want to stop adopting for profit, stop putting kids in care needlessly. Cardiff spent £40 million last year putting kids in care. What we want is a Keeping Families Together agency, to keep families together, parenting courses, supported accommodation instead of adoption, mentoring, using people with skills who know how to parent, grandparents. Let's get them helping young parents to keep families together. Home helps. Buy mum a washing machine. Buy dad a washing machine. Poverty is a big issue when kids are taken into care. And children are being taken from poorer families and given to more wealthy families. It's a class war out there, but it's an unspoken class war. That is what is happening. We want a sponsorship scheme as well for social workers to get them, get people with different skills, more experienced people into the social work profession. We want a forensic investigation as well into children's services departments all over Wales. And also, if you look at elderly people, our senior citizens, I don't think they're not looked after well enough. So what we want to do is create spaces where more elderly people, our senior citizens, can socialise, like youth clubs for elderly people. Why not? What we pledge to do as well, if we have any say in any local council, the running of it, we will open every single youth centre closed by Labour, closed by Plaid Cymru, or indeed closed by the Conservatives. We want to make Wales a bee friendly country as well. I mean, bees play a crucial part in the local environment, and without them we wouldn't exist. And we've got to look after that species. We want safety measures around schools to stop kids being knocked over, crossing people. It's very simple. We want to enable people in the communities to have community asset transfers. So if you look at North Ely, great building, great people in the community. I was there the other day, sat there empty. Nothing going on in the Easter holidays. Let's enable communities to own those assets, run those assets, and provide services in the communities. We want to make burial processes as well. It's very sad when people die. And we want to make them more respectful to all cultures in Wales. There's a lot to do in that area. And it's an issue which isn't really talked about. We're also interested in setting up cashless hubs where there can be exchanges of skills, where money isn't involved. People do community work as well. We want them rewarded through cashless schemes. So, for example, if you live in an area where there's a locally owned theatre, a local authority owned theatre, new theatre in Cardiff, for example, free tickets if you do a load of work. Why not? Why not? Planning. We want to get rid of local development plans. We want to reclassify land to stop greenfields being built on. So that's really, really important. We want green infrastructure as well. I mean, there's lots of concrete around which could host actually plants to clean up our atmosphere. We want to double allotment provision. I mean, we want Wales to be a food independent country. It's really important. We want to make schools also the hubs for the community. I mean, there are lots of services that can be provided through schools, food for elderly people. I mean, youth centres, use the buildings, you know, not just between 8:30 and 3:30. We want them used for the community. We want to reverse as well Labour's privatisation of out-of-school tuition. That's an absolute bloody scandal. It'd be good to have voluntary teacher exchanges as well between different schools in different parts of Wales. We'd like to publicise as well the fact that you can go from English medium education to Welsh medium without any problem at all. Immersion is possible. And it's there. We want dietary differences, the different faiths to be respected. Heritage languages, I mean Bengali, Urdu, Arabic, in our communities, those languages should be on the curriculum. Why not? British Sign Language, that should be taught in schools as well. I mentioned the allotments, but also on top of the allotments, we want food growing cooperatives set up. And a social mobility fund to allow young people to be socially mobile. You know, why not sponsor really good students to do their A-levels and then study medicine and so on, and then pay back society by being great doctors, paying tax. We want a local in-kind currency. I touched on that with the hubs. Every child also should be given a credit union account. We want to source local policy, so local products are provided by local authorities. Excuse me. Whenever I go to France or Spain, south of France in particular, I think when I was there last time, Carcassonne. I don't remember eating a cheese which wasn't within a 10-mile radius of the town. Amazing. Why don't we do that? We've got great produce. We should use it. Go back to the income generation. The Welsh Government should introduce legislation to enable councils to have a bed levy. So if we charge £1 a night on a bed in hotels in Cardiff, for example, we'd make £2 million a year. I mean, there are creative ways that we can take the burden off us in our local authorities. Take the burden off the council taxpayer. I think those are an exciting bunch of policies to take into an election. And the final one I'll talk about is free bus travel. We want free bus travel all over Wales. It was partly piloted in Newport. We should pilot it in Cardiff. I mean, that would give people a boost economically, money in your pocket. If you buy a bus pass in Cardiff, it's £53 a month. That'd be a nice little bonus. That would be money that you could spend in the shop, in the restaurant, and so on. It would enable people just to travel around Wales, around the city, in Cardiff, if we have a pilot here. It'll take traffic off the roads, cut congestion, cut air pollution, enable people to go back to shopping centres where and not enough people go now. I mean, there are lots of things that a free bus could bring. I'll go back now to the main point and about the harassment that people like me get at election time. Something happens every election. Window shot at before the election campaign, defamed. The one person who defamed me. It was so blatant. I mean, wow. So that's with the police. But then after the election, I mean, there's a civil route. And he's got a few quid. So, you know, hey. Could be looking there at an interesting legal action. But been there before. Why not try it again? But there's a great comment there from Greta about pilots in rural areas. At Pembrokeshire, absolutely agree. Totally agree. Greta, and good luck there in Pembrokeshire, standing for Propel. Greta Marshall, great candidate. Begelli, vote for Greta. Ellie there, so our candidate Neely, great person. Vote for Ellie, Commander Neely. Kerry McAvoy, that name rings a bell. Yeah, Jamie Pugh out there. Get your votes in the box for Propel candidates. It's been a really busy year, been an exciting year. I mean, setting up a new political party, it's a hell of a task. But we're there, we're up and running, we're standing for election, and we're going forward. And actually, all the hassle that we get, I mean, wow, I never really thought my computer would be hacked in the way that it was hacked. You read about these things, and you read about people spying on you, but for it to be done as blatantly as it has been done then, that was also sending us a message, wasn't it? Well, the message from us is we don't give up. We fight. And we're going to fight every single second between now and the 5th of May. And we're going to win council seats in Wales. And you guys out there, you can help us. So if anyone does want to volunteer and deliver leaflets for us, then please get in touch. Okay, we're going to really step it up now. I mean, I would describe what happens to us as fuel, petrol. It's a really expensive commodity now. But when you have all this hassle, there's a reason for it. There's a reason why they don't want Propel to succeed. There's a reason why they try and intimidate us. Because ultimately, they're frightened of change. And we're the people of change. And we're going to bring change. Diolch yn fawr.